Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hello, Dylan. Welcome to the men's room.
Dummy.
Hola.
Hola. Dylan, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Not sober.
What are you doing over there, Dylan?
Fishing and drinking beer.
Oh, you are? What are you fishing for?
In a couple Zins.
Nice.
Going all out. What are you fishing for?
Springers.
All right. Very cool. All right, Dylan, you are Dylan No More on our men's room poll. You're going to pick a new name. As Ranker has come up with a voting deal there for the best one-name singer of all time.
Yes.
So will you be now Elvis, Prince, Cher, or Pink?
Going to have to go with Elvis.
You can pass as an Elvis. Yeah. Drink a beer, fishing, a couple Zins. Yeah.
All right, Elvis.
I agree with Ted, though. Should have picked a different song.
Yeah.
What? What song did you want there, Elvis?
What song would you have picked for Elvis?
Any other song, I guess.
Any other song.
So you're basically saying, I would not have picked that one. However, I can't even tell you one other Elvis Presley title.
But what you did was wrong.
No Hound Dog, no Jailhouse Rock, no Viva
Las
Vegas.
Don't be cruel.
Yeah, I mean, there's 9 million of them.
Suspicious Minds.
Can't throw any out.
Not a single one.
See, that just completely nicks that argument.
You know what? You're not Elvis anymore. You're Dylan again.
Yeah, Dylan. Just wanted us to feel bad about our choice.
Hey, Elvis, what kind of flavor you got on that upper decky?
Cool Mint 6.
Oh, solid.
6.
I don't think you should have chosen that one. There's so many better ones out there.
I'd have gone 1 through 5.
You guys, leave Elvis alone, all right? He's zinning. He's fishing. He agrees with me. He's a great American.
All right, Elvis.
Yeah, I'm down here in Longview.
And Longview.
Oh, man, that place smells great. Don't eat that fish, dude. Are you in the Columbia?
Yes, sir.
Do not eat that fish there, man.
I'll smoke it.
All right. Okay. Just don't eat it.
Just don't eat it.
Man, it's going to taste like wood. It's going to taste like sawdust, and you know it.
All right. Here's your question. Which social media app, launched in 2011, became famous for its filters and disappearing filters? Disappearing photos, sorry.
Oh, man. Oh, yep, I got it.
Ted's got
it. Should I know this?
Yeah, you should. Think about it.
You've heard of it. I didn't know this.
Kids used to ask for numbers. Now they're asking for this.
It's got to be Snapchat.
Boom.
Okay. One and done.
I kind of like Snapchat.
Yeah.
You know, I'll give Elvis credit. He's judgy, but at least you're smart. All right. Here is your question. True or false? The dessert tiramisu was invented in a French restaurant because they believed it was an aphrodisiac. Yeah.
Hmm.
Eat some cake. It does have alcohol in it.
Have some of these lady fingers.
Nope. Now look.
Don't eat the fish, Dylan.
It was invented because they believed it was an aphrodisiac. It was not created in a French restaurant. It was created in Italian brothels.
Yeah. Definitely Italian.
Lady fingers and coffee, that's all you need.
That's what kind of why they built the cannoli, too. Just in case you didn't hook up
on,
later.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Oh, no. I need a cannoli to go.
A cannoli is cheaper than the lady. How much money?
Just give me the cannoli. It's not going to work out.
Right. It's not happening tonight.
It's not happening. I'm out.
Just give me a cannoli, to go.
Philip McCree.
Yeah, please.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
John?
John.
I'm here.
Hola.
Hola. John, sober, not sober.
And John's gone.
John's gone.
John's gone.
I'm here. Click.
Well, you got dumped.
Hello, Johnny. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, the bitches.
Hola, Johnny.
Are you sober or not sober?
Oh, we're working on not sober.
Are you drinking a men's room IPA, Johnny?
I am not. I'm drinking vodka and apple juice. Don't judge me.
Wow.
Dylan. Vodka, apple juice. Okay.
All right. Dean Martin.
Hey, Ted, you got to go say hi to Emily soon.
I know. I saw her a few weeks. Jesus, that was probably a couple months ago. She's only working.
You're talking.
All right.
Go see Emily.
Come on, man. Let's go see Emily.
Damn, man.
Why is that so hard?
All right, I'm the bad one.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. All right, Johnny. You got to pick a new name on our men's room poll. I'm going to read these real slow because Mike's in the other room. Are your name going to be Elvis?
Are your name.
Is your name going to be Elvis? Are you Prince? Cher or Pink on our men's room poll?
Oh, give me that Blue Christmas. Let's go, Elvis.
That's amazing. You guys got talent.
Real quick on Tiramisu. If you're ever downtown in Belltown, Wasabi, good sushi place?
Absolutely.
Green tea Tiramisu.
And to point out that it was invented in an Italian brothel. Hmm. See if they'll take money off.
I think the green tea one was invented in an Asian brothel.
Ooh, yes. I'll stop there.
I know. I wish people could have seen my face when I said the thrill like an Asian one, man.
Be
you
glad
know.
You didn't, ladies and gentlemen. Be glad that you did not see his face. All right, Johnny, here is your question. How many soldiers set out to find Private Ryan in the movie Saving Private Ryan? Not to be confused with Saving Ryan's Privates, which is an actual porn.
It is.
I have no idea. Let's go 69.
Is it like a special forces or is it 200 people?
No.
A lot less.
Squad. It was like seven.
It was eight.
Eight. Yeah. Right, because it's their squad.
It wasn't worth nine.
Seen that movie.
I watched it last week.
Really?
I have like
what is? I mean,
awesome
my
movie,
God!
Right?
I know. It's like I watch rom coms on planes, and if I have vacation. I watch sad war movies.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, we had time off.
I don't.
And that's where you went.
I want to be depressed by the most horrific intro of a movie ever.
It's a hell of a movie.
It is.
But you're right, Mike. I started with the beach scene when they started, and I was like, I'm a little bit in. I got to check it out. Just powerful. I mean, just great movie.
Just throw on a bathrobe, put on a Full Metal Jacket. Apocalypse Now. Any other pick-me-ups?
I think the wife and I got stoned last time I started that movie, and we just got so bummed out by the intro. We're like, let's not watch this anymore.
It doesn't get any better, honestly. The whole movie's sad.
Let's just put on the Deer Hunter.
Bring
the room up.
See, Deer Hunter, too dark, but I'd still watch Platoon.
Oh, that's too dark. Okay. There's a limit.
Yeah, the Deer Hunter's weird when they're home. That's what bugs me.
Look, Honey, Marley and Me.
Let's put it on.
Oh, is that Schindler's List?
The kids seem happy. Get them in here. That'll calm them down. All right, Johnny.
Well, I was about to say, you know what? I love Glory, but at the end of the day, that whole regiment dies.
Sure. Again, these are your movies. These are your pick-me-ups. Ted on vacation. All right.
Living life.
Yeah,
just
man.
Waiting for the one teardrop.
I mean, literally, the one day I wasn't out in the sun doing stuff. God, it sounds pathetic now. I was sitting at home watching Saving Private Ryan.
Damn, like, these boys.
Look at me on vacation, eating leftovers, watching Private Ryan.
Living it up. Man.
This is the part where you don't have as much fun.
The part where the guy picks up his own arm.
All right, Johnny, here's your question. What four C's are named after colors? Colors. S-E-A-S.
Four C's.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Give me a second here. Hold on.
I know two of them.
Right.
Let's see. We got Black Sea, Red Sea.
Uh-huh. One of us not...
One of them what?
Pretty sure one of them isn't deep, as it were.
Deep.
The deep blank sea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Man, I have no idea. Black sea, red sea, green sea, blue sea, I don't know.
Green sea, blue sea.
How about Caspian?
What color is Caspian? Yeah.
What's one of them fancy blue ones?
Oh.
Caspian blue.
I don't know.
Fancy blue.
What are you? Somebody said, there's one of them fancy blue ones.
Really?
Yeah. You know, that Caspian sea.
Well, there's a blue sea, right?
There's not a blue sea.
There's the deep blue sea, Miles.
Blue sea was a sushi place.
That's all, you're right.
Well, that's three.
Not bad tacos.
You said what? Black, red, what was the other one you said?
He didn't know.
I don't even remember. Green.
Okay. Is there a yellow sea?
There's a yellow sea.
Is there a pink sea?
No. Why? Miles.
Why?
Sit there, you be quiet.
The pink sea.
You have the red sea, the black sea,
green
the
sea?
Yellow sea, and the white sea.
Ooh.
All right.
All right. Where's the white sea?
Utah.
Africa.
Oh. Where's the yellow sea?
It's exactly where you think.
It
is.
On.
It is.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh.
All right, Johnny.
Where's the black sea?
Nowhere you think. Not even close.
Yeah.
That's all the north that I would have thought.
These don't really, it doesn't really, the name is not geography. All right.
One of them.
Tell me the Red Sea's near Ireland.
No. Oh, God. All right, your question. There are five oceans on this earth: the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Arctic, the Indian, and what?
Wait, say those one more time.
There are five oceans on Earth.
Earth.
The Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Arctic Ocean, and the Indian Ocean. What's the fifth one?
I don't know, Antarctic?
Yeah, or south.
Yeah,
either the Southern Ocean or the Antarctic. Yeah, you did get it, man.
Good job.
When did they introduce that? The fifth sea.
Well, because
when I was growing up, it was always
the fifth ocean. It's always been there.
What? I know it's always been there.
They also changed it to the Southern. They changed it to the. It was always the Antarctic Ocean, but they also changed it to the Southern Ocean in our lifetime.
I swear, when I was growing up, they just said there were the four, and that, you know,
the five and seven continents.
Right. Well, seven continents, I know.
Yeah.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.